Chapter 2. The Gentile Times. On October 2nd, 1914, the founder of the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society, Charles Taze Russell, confidently strode into the Bethel dining hall and made the startling announcement to the headquarters staff. The Gentile times have ended. Their kings have had their day. And what far-reaching effects that bold proclamation has had upon the modern movement of Jehovah's Witnesses. Since that announcement almost 100 years ago, the faith of Jehovah's Witnesses has been made to revolve around the core belief that Jesus Christ began ruling in His heavenly kingdom back in 1914. The Watchtower has since then sponsored the proclamation, Jehovah Himself has become King. Without question, 1914 was a crucial strategic turning point in world history. Because by means of chronology, the international Bible students had already been anticipating earth-shaking events to commence in 1914, the start of the First World War seemed to confirm their expectations. In fact, many of the Bible students were certain Armageddon was then imminent. But was that date, now nearly a century in our past, the most important date for all creation, as the Watchtower once claimed? That question need not arise out of any lack of faith in the sacred promise of God. On the contrary, Jehovah's Witnesses should follow the Apostles' counsel and make sure of all things. It should be our utmost desire to know, at least as clearly as can be humanly ascertained, whether Jehovah actually became king in 1914, or whether that momentous event is still in our future. In the spirit of Charles Russell's own urgings, let us check the Watchtower's writings carefully against God's inspired word in order to make sure that our own understanding of the Gentile times is in full harmony with it. So, what exactly are the Gentile times, as they are commonly called? The exact expression, the times of the Gentiles, or the appointed times of the nations, as the phrase is rendered in the New World Translation, is only found in one place in the Scriptures. At Luke 21:24, Jesus said the following, Jerusalem will be trampled on by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. The New International Version. Bible students have long recognized that Jesus' prophecy had a much greater application than to just the ancient city of Jerusalem, which has on more than one occasion been laid waste by trampling invaders. Jerusalem, according to the prophets and apostles, would come to represent the very kingdom of God, since it was in the literal city of Jerusalem where the Davidic kingdom was originally established. And as the legitimate heir to the throne of David, Christ Jesus also presented himself as the messianic king to the citizens of Jerusalem when he rode into the city seated upon an ass's colt. Jerusalem was thus considered to be the capital city of Jehovah's royal kingdom. For that reason, the city of Jerusalem is used in prophecy to represent various aspects of God's heavenly kingdom. Jehovah's Witnesses have understood that the present political system that has dominated the earth for approximately 4,000 years will at some point give way to the rule of God's kingdom. So in the context of the coming to power of the kingdom of the heavens, which is what Jesus was ultimately discussing in the 21st chapter of Luke, the Gentile times is understood to be an interval when the rule of God's kingdom is suppressed by the nations, and the expiration of that period of Gentile domination is understood to mean the end of the allotted time for the nations to rule the earth. As all of Jehovah's Witnesses know, the watchtower has connected the seven times in the fourth chapter of Daniel to the so-called appointed times of the nations about which Christ spoke. According to the watchtower, the appointed times for Jerusalem to be trampled on by the nations began over 600 years before Christ even uttered his prophecy, back in 607 BCE, when the Babylonians destroyed Jerusalem and the Judean kingdom. Zedekiah was to be the last king of the line of David to sit upon the throne until the Messiah would be given a heavenly kingdom. Jehovah's Witnesses believe the appointed times of the nations to rule in place of God's appointed king expired 2,520 years later in 1914. The outbreak of WW1, followed by the horrific Spanish flu pandemic, along with many other developments since then, have served to convince Jehovah's Witnesses that the sign of Christ's invisible presence began to display itself in 1914.